KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies here at Atlantic. It's 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Though groups and individuals are calling for improvements in Iowa's mental health care system, they say it appears some progress may be near. On Tuesday, the Iowa House passed a comprehensive plan to improve access to mental health care services in Iowa. Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt was among the advocates who were at the State House Wednesday to lobby senators to approve that bill.
Our goal with the Iowa Sheriffs and Deputies Association is for when people have a mental health crisis, it's just as important as somebody having a heart attack or a stroke. The people need the care, and this bill will help do that.
Mary Neubauer of Clive began speaking out for change after her son Sergey took his life in September. She says her son's story shows those with mental illnesses don't have time to wait.
I told legislators I'm not asking them to do anything for me. It's too late for us and for Sergey. We have the opportunity to save lives. I want us to do better, and I am not alone.
More than 5,000 people have signed an online petition that calls for urgent action to address deficiencies in Iowa's mental health care system. Steve Ballmert, the president and CEO of Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs, is chairman of the Iowa Hospital Association's board of directors. He was at the State House Wednesday to deliver that message to state policymakers.
You have a chance to change lives and save lives, and what a tremendous legacy that would be.
Peggy Huppert of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says Iowa has reached a tipping point.
Mental illness affects tens of thousands of Iowans, and they've raised their voices to say in unison, more must be done.
Preliminary discussions also continued at the State House Wednesday over a plan to improve mental health care services for children. In area news, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Board of Education met Tuesday evening in Elkhorn after their meeting had previously been delayed twice by bad weather. Superintendent Trevor Miller told KJAN News Wednesday that they held public hearings on the 2018-19 school calendar and capital improvement projects, during which there were no comments.
Okay, the board approved our bid packages, so we're ready to go on four of our five packages, and we have people in place, so now that'll be good once the weather changes and stays nice so we can get some of our projects started.
Miller spoke about what some of those projects entail.
Yeah, with the Package A, that's our windows project and also our big HVAC. We're going to redo our whole heating and air conditioning system in the Elkhorn building because we're running on a boiler from 1955 still. So I got to update with technology and that, kind of put the whole building under one system instead of currently we have three different systems. So that'll be nice to, you know, for energy efficient and have that. And we're going to do windows in both buildings and catch the windows up to speed and make more light in our Elkhorn building because a lot of it was boarded up a long time ago to where they just had small windows. Now we're going to go back to bigger windows. Going to also do the north side and south side parking lots over in the Exira building and put a new playground in the front and then a new preschool playground in on the south side of the building along with the other enhancements. And we're going to do lighting for the football and baseball fields, and then work on a new concession stand restroom for the baseball field here in Elkhorn.
Miller says the Package A contract, that being windows and HVAC system, went to Grand Contracting of Red Oak for $1.7 million. Package B, the playground parking lot project, was awarded to Caliber Concrete of Adair for about $770,000 with the alternates. Viking Construction of Exira was awarded the contract work for Project C, the baseball concession stand, and other work for their bid of $156,000. And the sports lighting and other services went to ProTech Electric Services of Omaha for $400,000. Miller said those bids came in at where the school board wanted, so they're pretty happy, and it leaves them leeway for change orders, and they still stay within $3.9 million bond issue that the voters had earlier approved. He says they hope to have all those projects completed by this fall. Trevor Miller also spoke about the Coaches versus Cancer first-year effort by the Student Council and Leo's Club, which raised $1,400.
Selling just the T-shirts and the free will donation, we were able to raise $1,400, so it was good that our students took the initiative to lead it. And then now we'll be able to build on it for next year as we move forward. So, I mean, it was a great opportunity. We had one of our students that had went through cancer when they were younger and kind of talked about their story and how much help and everybody is during that process. So it was just good to see, and the support was great from our community.
He said also there is no change to the 2018-19 school calendar from last year other than a few dates are different.
We'll start August 23rd, and we'll hopefully end May 23rd. We'll still have, you know, the 1,080 hours required by state. We'll be over that, so we'll have one or two snow days built in, and we'll still have the Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, and then we'll take a couple 3 to 4 day weekends in the spring, one around Easter, just one another for a spring break day. Didn't go from there, but the calendar looks pretty similar to last year, or the current year, with our professional development will be the first Thursday of every month, where we'll have a 12:30 dismissal.
And Trevor Miller said the Exira EHK board voted to renew their auditing contract for 3 years with Nolte, and they approved Ehlers and Cooney as their bond and disclosure counsel. Their next board meeting is set for 7 p.m. on March the 19th. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports they've scheduled the public information meeting that will now be held on Tuesday, March 13th, to discuss two Missouri Valley Bypass Corridor study areas. The northern study area extends along Harrison County Road F-50 from Interstate 29 to U.S. Highway 30. The southern study area includes an area south of Missouri Valley and extends from U.S. Highway 30 along U.S. 30 to I-29 to 280th Street. The public information meeting had originally been scheduled for January 23rd, that is, but was postponed due to inclement weather. Anyone interested in attending the meeting will take place between 4 and 6 p.m. That's again on March the 13th at the Rand Community Center in Missouri Valley. The meeting will be conducted using an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements, but no formal presentation will be made. And the meeting space is accessible for persons with disabilities. If you need any special accommodations at the meeting, though, notify the Iowa DOT contact at Scott Sewer, that's the District 4 office here in Atlantic, at 800-289-4368. Well, federal prosecutors say a Western Iowa farmer has pleaded guilty in a tax fraud case. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says 64-year-old Kurt Nettleberg of Whiting pleaded guilty Wednesday to making a false and fraudulent tax return. Prosecutors say he failed to report more than $315,000 in farm income from 2009 to 2012 and filed false tax returns. Nettleberg faces up to 3 years in prison and a $250,000 fine when he's sentenced at a later date. He will also be required to pay the taxes due on the unreported income. A federal judge has denied the state's motion to dismiss a lawsuit challenging a 2012 rule that made it illegal to get a job at a livestock farm through misrepresentation to conduct an animal cruelty undercover investigation. The ruling was filed Tuesday. A coalition of public interest groups challenging the law called the ruling a big win. The groups say Iowa's law violates their constitutional free speech and equal protection rights. The lawsuit names the governor and attorney general, and Eric Tabor, Iowa's chief deputy attorney general, told the Des Moines Register that it's early in the case's litigation, so he declined to comment further. And if you've ever stumbled across an object in an Iowa cornfield you think may be a dinosaur bone or a stone tool from an earlier civilization, now's the time to have your questions answered. An archaeology roadshow is planned for this weekend at the White Rock Conservancy in Coon Rapids. That's according to Director Dan Goodall.
This is one event that we've held for a couple of years now that encourages people to come in and bring whatever they've got, that they know what it is or they don't know what it is, that may have some sort of history to it, whether it be artifacts from Native Americans or fossils or rocks or whatever.
Two experts from the Office of the State Archaeologist will be at the Conservancy Saturday to analyze whatever potential treasures Iowans may bring in.
It's quite amazing to see fossilized bones from past era epochs that are from animals that are now extinct. I think that's quite unusual.
In past years, items brought in typically date from long before Iowa became a state to its first human inhabitants, things like arrowheads, axe heads, and shards of pottery.
This year we've got a fellow that's going to bring in a large rock bowl, rock carved out of rock that was used for grinding. He was just using it as a dog bowl, like for feeding his dog, and it's like, well, this has some archaeological significance.
From 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, experts will examine items brought in by the public with a discussion to follow from 3 until 4. The event is free at the Burr Oaks Visitor Center at White Rock Conservancy on Highway 141 in Coon Rapids. To learn more, go to www.whiterockconservancy.org. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting.